Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. A doctor who has campaigned for urgent reform of dog control regulation believes that Ireland will continue to see further mauling incidents until a stronger emphasis is placed on the importance of odour training and handling of animals. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Joe Moran, a Cork-based retired GP. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me on.
You're more than welcome, Doctor. You have a slightly different take on this whole area of dog attacks and our approach. You say the government are they haven't thought this through properly.
I don't think so. I think there's two elements to this. One is the dog, and a particular breed of dog. Obviously, some breeds are low risk, and other breeds are high risk when it comes to dogs. But also in the equation are the owners. And I think the owners have a huge responsibility here to train their dogs and to look after them properly and to comply with the regulations. And there are, you know, regulations at present for so-called restricted breeds, but they are not being complied with in many cases.
So talk to me a little bit about owner training, and then you would be also, you're advocating for the reform of licensing laws for ownership of dogs.
Yes. Well, I think if you think about the driving license system, whereby for a regular domestic car, you have an ordinary license, but if you're driving an articulated truck, you have a more sophisticated license that has more demands on you. So I would apply the same model to dog ownership, and for low risk dogs, I think I'd continue as we are at present. But for higher risk breeds, I think the owners should be licensed, not the dogs, but the owners should be licensed. And to obtain the license, they should undergo a training scheme, pass a test, and then be given their license. And if they didn't comply with the regulations, well, then there should be some consequences for them.
Well, now, I'm looking at an article in today's Irish Independent by Ralph Regal, and in that article he spoke to yourself, and I see here that in the only major study conducted on dog bite incidents in Ireland, it's emerged that the majority of attacks involved breeds not on the controlled dog list. Explain.
Yes. Well, number one, I suppose there are more dogs that are not on the controlled list, as you call it. But number two, it's important to remember that most of those injuries would be dog bites, and they're not, serious attacks. So every summer, every GP is going to see a number of children who have dog bites, but they're not in any way disfiguring long-term, or they're not life-threatening. So I think you need to interpret those figures fairly carefully.
I also see a Swedish study that was conducted found that a dog's aggression is partly determined by its sex, early socialisation, nutrition, training, genetics, health and ownership treatment. Back to what you're saying.
Yeah, and I think that's hugely important. And it's great that evidence is out there. And that's the basis on which we should develop our programs for dog ownership. So if these dogs, particularly the more high-risk breeds, if they're maltreated as young dogs, they're then very high-risk.
Can I ask you, Doctor, as a GP, how come you're so well-versed on this matter?
We had personal experience of a pit bull coming into our house when we had a two-year-old granddaughter in the hallway. So my wife discovered the two-year-old and the pit bull sharing the same hallway. And that frightened us, obviously, because that was a potentially very dangerous situation. But when we made the report to the county council, we found the process very, very difficult. We had to give, almost legal type evidence to the council before they could act. And this is not a criticism of the dog wardens. Don't get me wrong. If the dog wardens are confined in what they can do by the regulations. But we found when we were going through this process that that dog continued to roam around the community unmuzzled and not on a lead. So despite having made a complaint, the problem wasn't resolved.
Now, I see, I referred back to that study of other dogs other than XL bullies. Collies or collie-type crosses accounted for the majority of bite incidents, yeah. Followed by terriers, yeah. Spaniels, yes. Crossbreeds, retrievers and dachshunds.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me because there are more of them out there. There are more collies than there are pitbull terriers or XL or whatever, bullies. So purely on a numbers basis, there are going to be more problems with that. But when it comes to serious injuries, the high-risk breeds are overrepresented.
So once again, you're advocating for comprehensive training of dog owners and the reform of licensing for dog owners to reflect the training that an owner has undergone.
Absolutely.
In a nutshell.
Absolutely, yeah.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.